the fact that this man is out here and giving, and that's one of the things that pisses me off more than anything, is somebody that goes out there and somehow gets into the limelight, somehow gets into the mainstream.
Do you want me to tell you how he does it?
How?
Same way he does it to everybody. He tells them exactly what they really, really wish to hear. So let's take Suzanne Posel, OccupyCorporatism.com. She wants to get her news out. She's already one of the top article writers in the world right now. Her website just breached the 10,000 mark rankings on Alexa.com. That's an incredible achievement.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And Pete Santilli tells her, I'm going to give you radio coverage every day with the Bunker News Break. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to catapult your career and so on and so forth. So she signs up. She starts doing the Bunker News Break. And after a while, she starts getting a little bit of suspicion that something wrong is going on here. There's nowhere near the amount of hits that he said that they'd be getting. And also, when he starts talking to me about doing this guerrilla media thing, he winds up buying up all the websites and all of that. And after we have a conversation about him and his disastrous, quote, Pete Santilli, train wreck interview with Jim Fetzer, and then calls back in to Dr. Kevin Barrett's show while he's interviewing Jim Fetzer to further exacerbate the situation on the same network, American Freedom Radio, triggering an infighting complex within the network in which you're in. That is just poor manners. Not to mention the fact that he recorded Professor Fetzer during the commercial breaks when he did not know he was being recorded and then published it online in its entirety. You don't do that. Wow. If you have honor. That's, you don't do that.
Yeah, that's just low. You know,
the guy is lower than snake manure. It is beyond a joke.
So what do we do, Vinny?
I just want to continue to explain how he approaches people. Okay. He approached me by saying, guerrilla media. Oh, yeah, that's a great name. It's a great concept. We want to take it everywhere. We want to go wherever you want to go, Vinny. Yes, I'll let you be the front man. Yes, I'll let you come up with all of these rules. I'll have the controlling stake, and you're going to do everything, and we're all going to work together and pick the host and so on and so forth that we do. And so naturally, he gets fired from American Freedom Radio because he's just been so dishonest and so terrible in his behavior just in general. And then he goes on and starts saying that the network of American Freedom Radio is all full of shills and CIA and so on and so forth. Goes on and says that I'm not anything to do with guerrilla media, that he came up with the name and the original concept when I have the very recordings that prove otherwise. 2.5 hours, I explained all of the intricate details of the command structure, the protocols to ensure everybody's journalistic freedom and credibility, and in order to ensure that they were all held accountable for the words of their voice and actions so that they could not be corrupted, so that they could not spread misinformation or lies, and they can all always retract what they do if they do get something wrong and be utterly forgiven for being honest and having integrity enough to do so. And then he comes out, takes it all. Right? So this is what he did with the Constitution Movement as well. He approaches people, says, I'm great, I'm blah, 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 I'm going to do such and such and so and so for you, and then leaves them in a ditch. Okay? This must be that's why I said to you, how long is a piece of string? How many lies does Barack Obama say? Because he does this to everybody he meets that trusts him with any information, any idea, any movement, any money, any company, any personal information. He records every single phone call surreptitiously for use of blackmail later. Okay? Never, under any circumstances, communicate with this person in private and tell him any personal details or tell him any good ideas or do anything with him. Phase him out. Psychopaths need an audience, ladies and gentlemen. And those of you that listen to him are feeding that energy vampire. He needs an entourage. He needs a following. And sure enough, he has one. He uses these people as a little gang of cronies and gang stalkers. Any page on Facebook that I have ever put up talking about the truth regarding Mr. Pete Santilli has been attacked relentlessly day after day comment after comment, fake YouTube channel after fake Facebook profile, endlessly. You cannot, under any circumstances, take on this person and expect that there will be no repercussions. He really doesn't like me, and he really doesn't like Suzanne Posel, most of all. That's why he's bought SuzannePosel.com, which is illegal. You can't buy a celebrity's name website. You can buy Suzanne Posel Exposed or something like that, but you can't actually take the namesake off of a celebrity in a website. And he knows that we have all the evidence of what he's stolen, what he's done, have screenshots of all his comments, all his defamation, and absolutely everything. That's why he picks on us more than he picks on anybody else. But he does pick on everybody else nonetheless. He always is violent. Vile venom and threats and defamation. You know, he called me a pedophile. Right?
See, that's...
And I even have the screenshot right here where he admits that he knows that I'm not a pedophile, but was just saying it anyway. If Vinny can just make up Shiite Muslim about me, I'm paraphrasing here,
right,
stealing $500,000, why can't I fabricate a story about him being a child molester? I wonder how he feels having an outrageous claim put out on the internet and having to defend something made up out of thin air. Vinny, looks like you need to prove you are not a child molester. Better get cracking, you little boy diddler.
Well, that's the problem I have, especially with social media. I used to be involved with people, and, you know, I kind of jumped on board for, you know, some of the stuff. I didn't go quite that far, but I know people that have, and people don't understand. You don't understand the ramifications of what you say about people and whether or not it's true, or it doesn't matter if it's true or not. People are going to think that it is because most people on social media have a need. They need to be liked. They need to be worshipped. You know, they want to have, they need that attention, and they're going to take that and run with it. And it's just, it's disgusting. It's awful. And personally, I could care less. I'm in the process of getting rid of my Twitter accounts. I might keep Facebook around for a while, but I'm just disgusted with it, Vinny. It's just ridiculous what people do these days.
Well, if you like that, you're going to love this. This is Pete Santilli's Facebook post. Everyone saying that, quote, Pete Santilli has stolen $500,000 has been convicted of felony child molestation. Anyone who has ever come out against Pete Santilli for stealing money is banging fourth graders when no one is looking. 99% of them are practicing incest.
Wow.
Okay, in his own words, you mean, look, you don't get it, do you, folks? We're not dealing with a normal human being here. We're talking about somebody who is, on the surface at least, a complete social psychopath.